Okay, I'm sitting here with Sean Arlt, who was a student of mine how many years ago?
This is 11 years ago, I think.
At Sonoma State University, 11 years ago, and with his lady friend Jordana, who recently got her master's from Pacifica, and who has wonderful things to say about shrink wrap radio.
Very wonderful. I would actually attribute shrink wrap radio to where I'm at now in life. I've listened for altogether probably about 7 years now, past 7 years. One of my favorite things to do, sit back and listen to a shrink wrap radio podcast.
And you say that it was one of the things that influenced you to go to Pacifica?
Completely, I would say almost 100%.
Yeah.
What got me to go to grad school in psychology and stay interested in psychology throughout the years because of its evolution and to know what the field is like now and not just when I went to undergraduate.
That's great. And Sean, you had some good things to say about that course you took for me.
Oh, yeah.
That was called Human Potential, and that was like 14 years ago, probably.
Something like that.
Something
that would have been my freshman year. Yeah, that's probably the most influential course from my undergraduate studies. I still use a lot of the information on happiness, flow research, general success research that David was kind enough and wise enough to give to young 18, 19-year-olds that really didn't know too much about how to be happy and successful in the world at that point, and ended up being really helpful, positive knowledge that I still use today.
Well, this is such a joyful meeting for me to meet the two of you, to reunite with you, Sean, and to meet you, Jordana. And thanks for saying some words that maybe I'll put to use on Shrink Wrap Radio.
Well, thank you very much for